they have a quarterly set of events called Art Night Out. Each one has a different theme, and it gives local residents, people from out of state actually, at this one, the opportunity to come to the museum in the evening. They get to usually see a gallery. One of the galleries will be open that you can wander through in the evening, which is really nice. And like I said, each one has a theme.
Right. The one in late September was called Gather Around the Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And among those performing, the band Old 78s. That's Curly Miller, Carol Ann Rose, Melanie, and Ray Palmer on, I guess, what you would call old-time music.
Yes.
And this was a song they performed inside 11, which mm-hmm. is the restaurant, and it's called?
Cold Morning Shout. Music from the Old 78s, recorded live inside 11, the restaurant at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville. Their performance was part of the Gather Around the Radio event last month. The Old 78s are Curly Miller, Carol Ann Rose, Melanie Palmer, and Ray Palmer. You can find out more about the band at theold78s.com.
It was a fun night at Crystal Bridges.
It was a fun night.
Lots of folks. It was a sellout event. That was a lot of fun. 800-522-5823 or 575-5823, the numbers you can call to pledge your financial support to KUAF. Also, you can pledge online quickly and securely at supportkuaf.com. Mm-hmm. Want to update you on the new membership challenge. Mm-hmm. It started during classical music with Katie and Rick. And it's $1,600, looking for $1,600 in new contribution, if you've never contributed before, from Alice Martinson and Carol Sturgis, two great friends from Carroll County. We're down to just over $500 remaining on that challenge. So if you are a first-time ever contributor and you have the ability to pledge up to $520, you don't have to do it all, but up to $520, they will match that.
Absolutely. And you can do so right now by calling 575-5823 or 800-522-5823. That's 800-522-KUAF. You can also pledge online at supportkuaf.com. And I want to take a second to thank Carrie Arcega for her pledge. Carrie Arcega of Fayetteville.
Yes. Carrie, thank you for your support.
Thank you very much. Now, we were talking about the event at Crystal Bridges, mm-hmm. and the music by the Old 78s. And I attended with our membership director, Molly Ron,
yes.
and enjoyed the dinner. But you were actually working.
I was. I was the sort of host
sort
that
of
night.
Host.
And it was quite an honor to be asked.
And that's one of the things that we get to do as a public radio station. We like to support our communities. We often get to get out in the community.
Yes.
Often you do more than I do to MC these different events. I know you help out with Theater Squared.
Yes, do the conversations at the Fayetteville Public Library.
Before the pre-show conversations,
right.
to get people ready for their upcoming performances. You do a lot of stuff at the Walmart Center.
Yes, before many of the Sona mm-hmm. concerts, we have a conversation.
Absolutely, and you are the Starry Night for Youth Bridge.
Yes.
And
done that the past several
yes,
years.
Yes, and my favorite, because I get to participate in this one, is the Roots Festival.
Right, we get to be on stage at Walton Arts Center and introduce folks, yes.
But yes, it's very rewarding. It's very it's a great honor to be asked to do these things, and we're very happy to be out in the community and supporting them how we can, because the community supports us.
One of the great secrets, too, is every time I go out and do one of these mm-hmm. events is I collect three or four more story ideas.
Absolutely.
I don't mind at all. People come up and give me ideas, and so it perpetuates what we can do on Ozarks at large.
It's very helpful, because we do spend a lot of time here in the studio, and we don't always get out as often as we would like. So being able to get out and see people, it is helpful for them to let us know what's happening in the community, things we may not be aware of, and that will help us get stories that can help better inform our listeners.
And so offering us stories helps keep Ozarks at Large going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else helps keep Ozarks at Large going
tell
on?
Tell me, Kyle.
I will tell you. Financial contributions.
Yes, they do.
Yes, because, and not just Ozarks at Large.
No.
But All Things Considered, Talk of the Nation, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Classical music. Performance today. Fresh air,
that's right.
I can just keep listening.
Yes, you can. Because all of those things, and the ones we haven't mentioned, are on your radio because you have supported or are about to support KUAF. 800-522-5823, 575-5823, online at supportkuaf.com. Friday at 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
I will be across the street, by the way.
One more thing.
At the Gathering of the Groups.
At the Fayetteville Public Library.
Right. Book clubs gather once a year to hear an author speak, and as part of the One Book, One Community event. That's at 11:30. You can learn more information at Fayetteville or at faylib.org.
All right. But you will be there.
Yes. Last year it was Colin Bevan.
Right.
And that was a lot of fun, so I'm honored to do that the last few years as well.
All right. Well, we're here in the control room. We can see the Fayetteville Public Library out there, and it's sunny today. We can expect partly sunny skies to continue with highs in the 80s. Tonight we'll have partly cloudy skies throughout the listening area with a low of about 65. And tomorrow we can expect mostly cloudy conditions with a 50% chance of rain. Highs will be from about 75 to 80. And the numbers again, in case you have forgotten them, they are 800-522-KUAF. That's 800-522-5823. Also 575-5823. You can also pledge online at supportkuaf.com. And thank you.
And just a reminder that we are just over $500 away from meeting that new contribution challenge from Alice and Carol in Berryville. 1-800-522-5823 or 575-5823. And
thank you.